Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
No animal is more serious than a hawk on the hunt. But sometimes, as writer Mark Seth Linder observes, birds of prey become birds that play, whether they want to or not.
The birds of prey have begun their passage. Bottled up by bad weather, they wait, and then, upon the freshened air, a hurricane of hawks roars through. Goshawk and broadwing, roughleg and redtail, all are here. So are the falcons. Merlin, with that Prussian dueling scar across his eye and thousand-yard stare. Kestrel, hovering above the marshland, all bright feathers, formidable beyond her size. A peregrine cutting across the shallowing sun, almost transparent in the penetrating light of late afternoon. While all the small that walk, that fly, that crawl, that climb, quake with dread. Predators prey. Prey flees. This morning we had a sharp shin. He too must feed, and the songbirds fear this little hawk with reason. He may not succeed every time, but he tries. Sitting in plain sight on a naked branch while everyone hides, except the jays. One by one by one, blue jays alight on the fork of the very same tree. A lethal error in judgment seems to lead them close, closer, too close. Blasting from his perch, the sharpie strikes, the spurs of his talon scalpel sharp, his feet spread like fangs. Twisting, he turns and dives, head first, half upside down, dogging the nearest jay, a tail feather's whiff behind. The blue jay, screaming blood and murder, escapes just barely and comes right back for more and more. Each time that blinding terror, each time the narrow escape, each jay taking his turn as if they want to be eaten, suicide by hawk. And then I understood. The blue jays are playing a game. When we ride the cyclone careening toward the bottom at an angle sure to jump those roller-coasting tracks, we scream, we love it, we ride that ride again. This is how the blue jays play it. The hawk does not, but then, not his turf, not his rules. One guess who tired first? Prey plays. Predators gnash their teeth. Smart money's on the game.
Mark Seth Linder writes the column Salt Marsh Diary. To see photographs and find out more, go to our website, loe.org. Coming up, one man's trash becomes another man's windmill. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.